How's everyone doing? How y'all doing? Awesome. Boy, I was in the back room listening to what Dean Christian was sharing on this. That was very funny what he shared. I'm like, wow, okay. That summarizes it pretty good, doesn't it? Together, let's turn to 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Woo! 2 Timothy 1:7. Isn't God good? Yes. What a wonderful God we serve. What a powerful God we serve. What a loving God we serve. And let's just think a moment. You know, this God knew you before you were even in your mom's womb, right? And he formed you. And he loves you so much. His love for you was so great. And in the Bible, it reads that his thoughts of you are more in number than what there is even sand on the face of the earth. So that tells me that you are on his mind. You're on God's mind. You're on God's mind. And this God who just loves you so much that his thoughts are full of you, this God is so great. Amen? And he sent his only begotten Son to die for you. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? I mean, what an awesome God we serve, okay? And this God who loves you so much, who knows you better than what you even know yourself, because after all, he made you. Right? And so this God who loves you, who knows you so much, who sent his only begotten Son to die for you and all this good stuff, what does he tell us to do? What does he tell you to do? To go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen? So, he would never, ever tell you to go do something that he hasn't already anointed you to do, equipped you to do, commissioned you to do, and appointed you to do. I mean, that would be crazy for him to tell you, okay, David, this is what I want you to do. But he didn't equip him to do it. That would be crazy, wouldn't it? And he tells us that whatever we put our hand to shall prosper. Amen? So what am I saying? I'm saying that you are definitely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're anointed, you're appointed, you're equipped, and he's commissioned you. And as you go and step into the fullness of God and begin to preach the gospel, you will see good fruit. You will see eternal fruit come forth. You will see peace. transferred to the kingdom of God. Amen? You will. As you go and share the gospel, preach the gospel, you will see people that were on their way to hell now be on their way to heaven. Well, it's not my personality. It's not my personality. I'm really, 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 really timid. It's just not me. I'm not called to share the gospel. I have an administrative anointing. I'm called to intercede. I'm not called to go share the gospel. I'll pray them in. Because that's not my personality. I'm very timid. Well, let's look together at 2 Timothy 1:7, okay? For God did not give us a spirit of timidity. I'm reading from the Amplified. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity. Look at your neighbor and say, God did not give you a spirit of timidity. Look at your other neighbor and say it. God did not give you a spirit of timidity. Okay, that's the Bible. Is that not the Bible? The King James, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Now, if he didn't give it to us, then we shouldn't yield to it. Because let's face it, there's a lot of things that we could yield to. Amen? And we don't want to yield to things that are not from him. So, I know this may be basic, but I like to keep things basic because I appreciate simple things. Okay? God has not given you the spirit of timidity. He's not given you the spirit of timidity. Well, it's my personality. Well, renew your mind and start walking in the things of God. And sometimes that means you're going to have wet armpits. Your hands might be a little sweaty. Your feet might be a little moist. But you know what? You'll get over it. You'll get over it. And as you begin to exercise your faith in that area, and you begin to share the gospel, before you know it, you'll find yourself sharing the gospel with a whole lot of people. Because you'll get over it. This boldness you'll be yielding to the boldness that you already have on the inside of you. You already have it on the inside of you. Did you know that? You already have it on the inside of you, and you just got to make up your mind, okay, well, am I going to walk in fear or am I going to walk in the holy boldness? Am I going to care too much about what they may think about me, or am I going to care more about what he thinks of me? And it's really just as simple as making a decision. Making a decision. I mean, how many of you had to make a decision to get out of bed this morning? How many of you got to make a decision to get out of bed on Sunday morning? You just make a decision and you what? You do it. You do it. You just go out there and do it. So he has not given us a spirit of timidity, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. So he's given us that discipline to not go out there and charge up our credit cards. I'm no, just joking. That's a different class. So isn't that good news? So what are you going to yield to? What are you going to yield to? What are you going to walk in? Amen? It's pretty simple. It's pretty basic. Okay? The gospel is not a respecter of people. Let's turn together to Romans 1:16. Romans 1:16. This verse really, really, really changed my life. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Look at your neighbor and say, it is the power of God. And to salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So the gospel is the power of God. Now, when you begin to walk in holy boldness, which is already on the inside of you, when you begin to walk in that boldness and you begin to preach the gospel, guess what you're going to see? You're going to see the power of God in action. You're going to see great demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Do you realize that? God, I want to raise the dead! Well, go share the gospel with your neighbor. No, no, I don't want to do that. I want to just go find some dead people and lay my hands on them. Well, go knock on doors in your neighborhood and let them know I love them and that I have a plan for their life. God, I want to preach to the masses in India. Here I am, Lord. Well, tell the pizza guy about me. I mean, this is where we all start. Do you realize that? This is where it all starts. This is where it all begins. What are you doing with what he has placed in your hand? What are you doing with it? These principles are very, very simple. They're simple, praise God. They're not complicated. You're ready. You're ready. Are you ready? Of course, you have Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior. You're ready. You're ready. You're armed and you're dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. What are you doing with it today? Well, I'm ready. I'm waiting till I get, you know, till I graduate. You're ready right now to begin to share the gospel, to make an eternal difference. An eternal difference. You know, so often we pass up the supernatural looking for the spectacular. When you read the book of Luke, in so many instances, it was Jesus ministering one-on-one. One-on-one! One-on-one! Well, God, I want the multitudes. What are you doing with the one? What are you doing with the one? And you want to know the power of one? Look at Jesus. Look did with the 12 disciples. What do you think about that? Never underestimate the power, the eternal difference of you witnessing to that one little old lady or to that one teenager or to that one 10-year-old. My goodness, if we can't be thankful for that one, surely you wouldn't be thankful for 100,000 or 200,000 or 300,000 or 500,000. We must be faithful with the one. Amen? And that one treats them as though they're the next Billy Graham, as though they're the next Joyce Meyer, as though they're the next Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, as though they're the next Adonica Howard Brown, as though they're the next whoever. Treat that one like the precious gemstone they are. Yeah. Amen? So he hasn't given you the spirit of timidity. He hasn't given you the spirit of fear. And the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So it's all in the gospel, and it's all in you acting upon it. Faith without works is. So do you believe that the gospel is the power of God? Do you have faith that it's the power of God? Well, if you don't act upon it, what is it? In your life it is. And what about all the other lives that you would be touching if you were to act upon the faith that you have that the gospel is the power of God? We're talking about you making an eternal difference today. 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 We're talking about you making an eternal difference today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Today. Amen? Well, we're going to get into some fun stuff here. But let's together turn to Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What's that word after me? So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Because.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Because.
Okay, let's see why. Because he hath anointed me to, what's that next word?
Preach.
The
gospel.
So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. God touches us so we can touch others. I mean, I love it when the power of God hits me and I fall to the ground and I laugh and I cry and I shake. And I mean, I love that. But he touches me so I can touch others. He touches you so you can impact other lives in a positive way. Do you realize that? God, give me a double dose of the Holy Ghost. Well, what are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? God, burn everything out of me that's not of you. Burn a message deep on the inside of me. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you because He has anointed you to preach the gospel. And what's the gospel? It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He touches you so you can go touch others. Amen.
Amen.
And it's very, very simple. Praise God, it's simple. It's really simple. God, give me some deep revelation. You know, it's simple. It's so simple. It's so simple. It really is. He's made it so simple, praise God. Little 9-year-olds in Shreveport, Bossier were tugging on people's shirts saying, "Excuse me, ma'am, here's 2 free tickets to the Hirsch Coliseum. Have you been to the Hirsch lately? Well, let me ask you a really important question. If you were to die today, do you know for sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that you would go to heaven?" Little 9-year-olds. Little 9-year-olds. If a 9-year-old can do it, can you? Can you?
Yes.
Of course you can. And I remember that little 9-year-old girl, the news crew happened to be there. I said, "Hey, ma'am," to the news broadcaster. I said, "Ma'am, this little girl here, she's led dozens and dozens of people to the Lord." She said, "Oh, really?" And so the little girl went on to lead another person to the Lord, and I was walking with her, and she came up to a lady, and she just tugged her, you know, on her jacket. Excuse me, ma'am, here's 2 free tickets to the Hirsch Coliseum. And she was reading right from the card, and she lost her place. She lost her place, and she went like this, "One moment, please." And she found her place, and then she just picked it up from there. But it really is so simple. It's so simple, it's not complicated. And so often, you know, we may say, "Well, you know, how do we know they really, really meant it?" That's none of our business. He tells us to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're not the judge. We're not the judge. Thank God, we're not the judge. We just go ye, we share the gospel, we give them the simple opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. And when they do, something beautiful, beautiful, something very, very beautiful happens. Jesus actually comes into their heart and begins to change them from the inside out. Some may begin to cry. Some may just keep their straight face. Some may begin to laugh. Some may begin to jump up and down. Some may fall to the ground. But, you know, we don't go by what we see anyways, do we? Do we go by what we see? No, of course not. We go by what the Word of God says. We go by what the Word of God says. We go by what the Word of God says. And as far as I'm concerned, when someone calls upon the name of the Lord, I do believe God takes that heart of stone out and puts in a heart of flesh. And I may see an instant manifestation or I may not see an instant manifestation. I just go on to the next one. I go on to the next one. I don't stand there and think about it. I go to the next one. 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 So if your mind begins to think, well, did they really mean it or not? You tell your mind to shut up. That's none of your business. And you go to the next one. Simple. It's really, 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 really simple. It's really simple. Okay? So we're going to illustrate just how simple it is, and then, you know, depending on the time, we may have a couple testimonies. I do want to read you some stories from one of my favorite books I have. But let me have a volunteer come up here. Are y'all ready for this? Okay? We're going to actually have a lot of participation today, so we're going to move really, really quickly, okay? Let's pretend she is delivering Chinese food to me, okay? Can y'all tell I'm hungry? Just joking, okay? So Eric and I, we just placed an order, and she's delivering our Chinese food to us, all right? So, okay, well, great. This is wonderful. Let me make sure everything's in here. Yep, looks like everything's in there. Well, wonderful. And $12, okay, there's $15, okay. Keep the change, of course. Thank you. You're welcome. Hey, by the way, let me give you two free tickets to the River at Tampa Bay Church. It's that church right off of Bush. Have you heard of it? Rodney and the Donica Howard Brown? No? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, just to let you know, we do have service. Here you go. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. and also 7 p.m. We have child care, and it's awesome. It's really a upbeat church. But what's your first name?
Bonnie,
I'm Jennifer. Hey, let me ask you a really quick question because I know you probably got another route to go
to.
Yeah,
I have to get going,
okay.
Actually.
Okay, well, I can talk really, really quick. After all, I lived in New York for like around 7 months. Bonnie. Bonnie, let me ask you a really quick question. If today were your last day, do you know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you'd go to heaven?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. Why would you say yes?
Well, because I haven't murdered anyone, you know, and I just, you know, work my job and I give money to charities. And
that is awesome, man. High five on that. That's great. We need more good people in the world. That's wonderful. Hey, let me just really quickly share with you what the Holy Bible reads. The Bible reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Also it reads, but God commendeth his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And last but not least, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Bonnie, you, of course, are a whosoever, right?
Yeah.
Of course you are. Hey, I'm going to say a really quick prayer for you. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful lady, and I speak blessings over her and her family, long and healthy lives. Make yourself so real to Bonnie, and if she's not received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, I pray that she'll do so now. Bonnie, if you too would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat the short prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And be my Lord and Savior.
And be my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
I surrender all to you.
I surrender all to you.
I believe and thank you.
I believe and thank you.
That you died on the cross for me.
That you died on the cross
for me. That you are risen from the dead.
That you are risen from the dead.
And that you're coming back again for me.
And that you're coming back again for me.
Give me a passion for the lost.
Give me a passion for the lost.
A hunger for the things of God.
A hunger for the things of
and
God.
And a holy boldness.
And a holy boldness.
Help me fulfill.
Help me fulfill.
All.
All.
That you called me to do.
That you've called me to do.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Bonnie, I have some great news for you. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I tell you today that your sins are forgiven you. Isn't that great? When God looks at you, it's as though you've never missed it. And please remember, if you make a mistake, our sin always run to God and not from God, because he loves you and he has an awesome plan for your life, I'm telling you, okay? Well, hey, let me just, you know, our pastors want to mail you this little letter and an invitation to the River Church. So what is your mailing address? Da-da-da-da. Your zip code, address, and your phone number there. Da-da-da-da. Okay? Well, hey, and I just happen to have, this is a little booklet from our pastor to you. And, you know, I just really want to encourage you to come on by the River Church. If you were to go, do you think you'd go to the 8 a.m. or the 11 a.m. service?
11.
Okay, the 11 a.m. service. Well, let's say you live on Brickell Avenue. You know, that's not far from here. How about if my husband and I, we come by, say, at 10:45, and you can drive in with us, and we can go have some donuts and coffee together or something like that.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll be by 10:45. I'm going to tell you what I'll do. I'll call you Friday night just to remind you, so, you know, when I knock on your door, you're not like, ah, who's here, okay? So I'll call you Friday night or Saturday night just to remind you. And until then, you know, I just want you to know that God has done something beautiful on the inside of you. And I want to encourage you to pray and read your Bible and what have you. Do you have a Bible?
Yes, an old one.
Okay. Well, the old ones are really good, okay? They're good, too. So, you know, I want to encourage you to read your Bible and just start with the book of John. That's in the New Testament, the book of John, okay? Okay, well, bless you, and thanks so much.
Let's give her a hand.
It really is that simple. In fact, I want all of you to take out your little card right now. Take out your little card right now and stand up, will you? Stand up. If you don't have a card, raise your hand and Terry will get you one. If you don't have your card, if you thought you had it but you can't find it, just raise your hand and Terry will get you one. Don't be shy. If you don't have one, raise your hand because you'll need it for this next part of the class. We have a couple hands over here. Don't be shy. We understand things happen. Okay, what we're going to do is, believe it or not, we're going to lead an RBI student to the Lord. Okay, and you're used to probably talking to the person sitting right next to you, so I don't want you to talk to that person. Okay, so what we're going to do is, this line of people right here, go witness to that line of people over there. Go on and walk over there. Okay, and after they lead you to the Lord, you lead them to the Lord, okay? Follow your scripts. This line of people here, I want you to witness to that line of people right over there. So go on over there. This line of people right here, witness to that line of people right over there. Let's move kind of quick because I really want everyone to have time to lead someone to the Lord. Y'all over there, just witness to the person behind you, and that line of people over there, go witness to those over there. Let's move really, really quickly because I want all of you to have a chance to witness to someone. Find someone you don't really know and witness to them. Y'all over there, if you can't find someone you don't know, just lead one another to the Lord. If you don't have someone to witness to, raise your hand. Okay, just witness to one another. Laura, get with him right there. Okay, who doesn't have someone to witness to? Okay, you and her, lead one another to the Lord. I want you reading from the card. Please follow the script.
Follow the script. Follow the script. Follow the script.